28 minutes past 8. Our theme for this Rabiul Awwal on Radio Islam International is the humor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, we need to see some light at the end of this rather gloomy tunnel called 2020. People are feeling miserable, dejected, despaired. We can appreciate the value of humor and lightheartedness more so during this troubling time than normal times. And it is for this reason that the team here at Radio Islam International decided that this Rabiul Awwal will be looking at the humor and the lightheartedness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you look at the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will find that despite being a beacon of spirituality, a just statesman, a guide to those who were lost in ignorance, he still had a humorous side. There are narrations that tell us that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sit with the Sahaba and then they would share something humorous. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would smile and he would laugh at times lightly, not a kind of hearty laugh, as we would say, that is contrary to the Sunnah. And that's why the Sahaba used to say, Abdullah ibn Harith, radiallahu anhu in particular, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَكْثَرَ تَبَسُّمًا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that I did not see anyone who smiled more than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So besides a natural feeling to enjoy light-hearted moments at time, as a leader, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also saw it necessary to show his humorous side. Otherwise, people would be too in awe of him and they would not be able to approach him for advice, for assistance, to benefit from him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam broke the ice and he sent a message to the Sahaba that I'm a human. It made it easier for people to approach him. Otherwise, like I said, due to his natural awe, it would have become impossible for people to come near Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to reap the benefit that they did, which they then passed on to the generations that came. It would also have become the habit then of those who would emulate the Sunnah to emulate every deed and then not smile and joke, had Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not smiled and joked. That's why, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions, that someone told Sufyan ibn Uyayna, who was a great muhaddith, that joking is also a calamity. You know, joking is also a calamity. And he replied, it is sunnah, and only for those who know its bounds and know how to joke properly. So we'll be talking about the light-hearted moments and the humor in the life of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to show that there was this balance, notwithstanding the difficulties and the hardships that were being experienced. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, notwithstanding the fact that he was the greatest and the most honored and the most revered and the recipient of wahi and revelation, he still had a humorous side.